Morning to you, Lizzie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Big build-up for day one of the championships. It's going to be an outstanding day in Sydney on Saturday. What's the weather look like this week up north?
The weather is, we've had a bit of rain, patchy rain, so maybe we're looking, currently it's a soft six at the moment, but I suppose we have to wait for a few days to see how the rain and whether it's expected to come as much as it is on the radar. So who knows, it's Sydney, it's autumn, more than likely we're going to get some rain.
Oh, well, fingers crossed, we'll think positively. As I'm watching the Barrager unfold, I think we've just seen Mr. Brightside's drawn gate two, your favourite. Could he go back-to-back in the Doncaster on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. He's in great form. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. I love the fact that they've kept him to a mile as well, or they've built him up to a mile and they're keeping him to a mile. And we know that he doesn't mind the sting out of the track, so he gets a good gate and it all comprised where everyone else is drawn, but he certainly looks to get the run of the race from that inside draw at the moment.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. They've done an amazing job, Team Hayes, with Mr. Brightside. And while we wait for these barriers to be drawn, let's look back on the weekend. Your overall view of, we'll start in Sydney, the two group ones. We've just heard Matty Stewart talking about Daniel O'Sullivan's ratings, and while Prowess was visually extremely impressive, the race didn't rate that well, and it probably wasn't one of the strongest Tancreds we've seen either.
No, I agree with all of what Dan has said there. It was an interesting race because when you, as you mentioned, it was visually impressive, but the way it was run, it really played into her hands. And I think there's two ways you can look at it. Roger James was an extremely good horseman, and he's had some very, very good horses in the past, and he was quite overcome by how good he thinks this filly is and can be into the future. So I think you have to take that into consideration, and she can only beat what she's beating. I thought Pavitra ran below what she did at Kembla Grange. I didn't think that that was her best performance, even though she ran second. But I think that the race as a whole probably was a little bit lackluster, but as I said, you can only beat what you're beating. She did it visually impressively, and I'm looking forward to seeing what she does in the future and how she comes back, because Roger was certainly very positive and excited about what she could potentially do, and I think you have to take that into consideration along with times and the way the race is rated.
Just a couple other barrier draws as I jump in here, Lizzie. Ossipenko, who's the first emergencies drawn barrier one, Golden Mile barrier 11, Cepheus has drawn 16, Communist 21, Lindemann 18, Alligator Blood has drawn barrier 12, so that's a good gate for the gator. So Alligator Blood, Mr. Brightside, faring very well. Fangirl barrier 19, not so well. Gentleman Roy 10 is good for it. Bandersnatcher was an impressive winner on Saturday, barrier 5 as well. Zugotcha, barrier 13, and Ossipenko's stranded outside the final field in gate one at the moment. So it should augur well for Gator and Mr. Brightside to race very well, despite having to carry the weight.
Should do, yeah. A little bit more working out to see how that speed map is going to play out. But, yeah, I'll wait to see all the barriers before I sort of comment. But, yeah, that's disappointing that she's drawn out the back fangirl. She's going so well.
Just on Prowess, what race do you think could suit her best in the spring? Is she a Golden Eagle 1500-metre horse, or is she a Cox Plate 2000-metre horse?
I think looking at her, she could, I mean, geez, the world's their oyster, but I would say the inclination that you were getting after the race, Roger was really keen to go towards the Cox Plate, and that's initially what I thought about straight away when after she went over the line. She looks like she, you know, the 2,000 metres would be perfect. And we know the Kiwis are bringing their star horses, their weight for age, well, their horses that they believe are weight for age horses over. And I think that that's the way that they will head with her.
Who was the best run in the Tancred from a Sydney Cup point of view?
Well, I thought the winner was pretty good. I mean, he drops down significantly in weight, and he is, you know, he's sort of a really tough, brawny stay. Everyone's talking about Cleveland and all of the others that were, you know, hitting the line strongly behind, but I think I think he, the winner, you couldn't completely discount him, and I don't think I've heard anyone mention his name after that. Mm. So, yeah, I think he's still got a good chance. As I mentioned, he's dropped down significantly in the weights, and he has run really well in a Melbourne Cup, and he's just a really tough out-and-out stare. I thought King Frankel did an amazing job in that race. I didn't think it was the best move taking off before the bend and really, you know, putting the metal on a few of those other runners where they, you know, they finished off really fading. He stuck on so well, King Frankel, so he's one to certainly follow. And then Bowen De Clare in Cleveland all found the line along with Gold Trip, but it's all about the weights, isn't it, after that?
Hey, speaking of stayers, what was your impression of Goldman winning the Roy Higgins?
Well, I have been watching him for his runs here in Sydney, and I was not surprised to see him do what he did. His trials had been good, but then he performed above expectations at Kembla Grange, and then he backed up another PB at Warwick Farm, and I was really keen on him heading into the Roy Higgins. I actually spoke to both Gay and Adrian about him, and it's really interesting because they sort of thought it was all coming a little bit too quick for him. They thought he was very talented, but he'd almost found himself in that race by default, and they were quite surprised by how much he kept improving, and that is a real sign of a very, very good horse. And yeah, I wasn't surprised at all to see him do what he did.
Yeah, phenomenal. And how good to see the old war horse Cascadian win the Australian Cup. It's great for Godolphin, it's great for Cascadian, but it probably shows that we're just not getting the regeneration of these top middle distance horses when we've still got 8-year-olds that are dominating.
Yep, and the majority of most of our fields, our staying fields, are definitely the horses that are bought from overseas. So, yeah, we're really weak in that area, and it's been shown when we had Dubai Honor come over here and win so impressively. So that is, yeah, it is a concern. But Cascadian deserved another Group 1. That's 3 to his name, and looked like he chimed him at the top of the straight. He found the line so quickly, and he's in good order. I'd be interested to see where they head with him next. I think they sort of thought about going towards the Queen Elizabeth, but it looks as though it's going to be a really hot race, and there's a lot to look forward to as far as the internationals and the locals.
A lot of water to go under the bridge, but just quickly as I let you go, TJ Smith is, for mine, the most intriguing race on Saturday. I know it's traditionally Doncaster Day, but Giga Kick in Secret, Nature Strip trying to bounce back. What's your early thoughts on the TJ?
Oh, it's such a good race. I'm a huge fan of In Secret, have been from when she won her first stakes race at Scone. I've always had a massive amount of respect for her. And I thought that there was maybe an inkling that they might try and run her in an Everest as a 3-year-old last year, or this season, I should say. So I think she's the one that I'm sort of most inclined to go by. But, I mean, Giga Kick's first up run and his preparation previous to that, you really can't sort of discount him. He's just an absolute beast. He looks like he's gone to another level. I think now is the new brigade. We're going to see the, you know, the In Secret, the Giga Kicks. Those are the ones that we're going to be seeing really at the fore of TJ.
Could this be Nature Strip's last run?
Could be, yeah. I mean, I would suspect it. If he runs disappointingly like he has done, I think this will definitely be his last run. But I saw him working on Wednesday on the Kensington track, and he doesn't look any different than what he normally looks like. So I can understand why they want to push on and see how he's going. And we know what Nature Strip can do. He can be in and out of sort of form. Expectations are always very high when he runs. So he can definitely bounce back. And if Chris is happy with him, I'm sure, you know, he will run accordingly. But it's all a case of whether he is going to perform like he did. And he is older. He's had the trip overseas. And we just don't know whether he's going to come back. So that's what the TJ will tell everyone, and I'm sure Chris will make the right decision.
It's going to be a huge Saturday, and we'll look forward to seeing you cover it all for Channel 7. Lizzie, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the weekend.
Yes, looking forward to a weekend, and hopefully we don't get any more rain.
No, exactly. Fingers are crossed. Lizzie Jelfs joining us there.